I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Barna Research Group just released a summary of faith findings among U.S. millennials and Gen Z. The results aren't great. Spiritual maturity is not a priority for most young people surveyed, and over 20% of millennials think it's wrong to share your faith. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press saw a completely different scene in Europe and says God is raising up a new mission-minded generation.
We saw commitment, and I think that that's purely of the Spirit and genuine, and I think it comes from the Lord touching the heart that's willing to yield.
WMP prints and mail scripture booklets that Christians use to share the gospel. One U.S. dollar sends 25 booklets. Visit missionnews.org to help young believers share their faith in Europe.
Our first request is always for prayer. We need a lot of wisdom right now. We don't want to just barge in because it looks like a good idea.
Meanwhile, people are born into their religion in Jordan, and Chris Coleman with Program for Theological Education by Extension explains.
It's not just your religious identity, but it's your cultural and your family identity. It will determine where you go to school. It will determine maybe even who you marry. You know, so many things about your life. But what the term Christian does not necessarily mean in the Arab world, is that you are a follower of Jesus Christ.
Nowadays, Christian simply means non-Muslim, but when evangelical Christians proclaim their belief in the triune God and explain they follow Jesus, it opens doors for spiritual conversations. Coleman is using stories of her experiences to raise awareness of the Arab church in Jordan. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries, and this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. Look for the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.